Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour, we start with the Metsies.
Delivers to Viento. Swing and a drive. Well hit to left. Back goes Martin. There it goes. Home run. Mark Vientos. His 15th home run of the year as he launches one over the Great Wall of Flushing to the left of the 358 mark. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose on WCBS 880, and that 2-0 score would be the final. J.D. Martinez did drive in a run the inning prior with an RBI single, but the story was Sean Manaea, who went 7 innings, 2-hit ball, 11 strikeouts. He's now 7-4, lowers the ERA to 3.5. Here was Manaea in terms of the trade deadline. He likes that the team added and didn't just stand pat or get rid of guys.
You know, front office believes in us, and I think we all believe in each other. And, you know, for, you know, his actions, I think is huge and very welcome. So, you know, for all that to happen, you know, his last couple of days have been
awesome.
I asked
Fliegelman this earlier on the warm-up show. Do you think that there's a different feeling today if the Jesse Winker trade is made yesterday and also bringing in
Maton and
the other relievers, yeah, right, that they brought, if they did it all yesterday,
yeah,
and if the Yankees brought in Chisholm yesterday with what they did?
Of course. I mean, we're just so conditioned, like, it's trade deadline day, something has to happen.
Yeah.
And then once these other trades happen, you put it in the back of your mind, you think, okay, what's next?
The Mets,
Blake Snell's next. Blake Snell's next. Jack Flaherty's next. And then when you don't get those guys, it, yeah, feels like a disappointment, which is silly.
The Mets added 5 new players.
I know they did.
I mean, and four of those active happen to be pitchers.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, they're trying to do everything they can within reason without crushing their minor league system and the assets that they brought in last year. I think for most of us Met fans, it's a practical, realistic way of going about what may be a very special year or could end up fizzling out before the year's over.
Now, one of the pitchers that they brought in was a starter, Paul Blackburn from Oakland, who Sean Manaea pitched with and knows well.
Consistency, he's very consistent with his actions and, you know, the way he pitches. He's very pretty quiet, but brings a consistent behavior, and it's a great person to have.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.